Mrs. Gaines, so, Mrs. Laura Dixie told me that you did something else in terms of refusing to move to the back seat of the bus.
Oh yeah, that's been my business every time I've been to that. Is well, we were coming from work one day. No, I was going to FSU. Coming from FSU, wasn't going to come. And the bus driver wanted me to move. I looked around, I don't know why. He said, "You're sitting in the wrong place." I said, "What's wrong with this seat?" He just said, I was supposed to, he said, take what he said and go and do it. He said, "But I'm going to ask you to move on the back seat right there." So I said, "Well, I am not moving until I get where I'm getting off." So he got off the bus, went in a store down there and pretended he's going to call the police. But the man, I knew the man that was the store he went in. And I knew he wasn't going to let him call no police there. And I told him, I said, "Well, you go ahead on and call him." I said, "'Cause he looked just like you to me." And so he went on out there, got a pack of peanuts and come back. And said, "Now, tell everybody." And the bus was over full of people. You couldn't hardly stay on there. Because it was hot and it was the summer. Kind of, not hot, but a lot of people on one place to make it hot anyway. So he said he came back out there and he told us that his driver wanted to call the police there. But he wouldn't let him call no police on his phone. And so we stayed there. Everybody got off the bus I reckon about 25 or 30 people on that bus. And everybody got off the bus. And I got angry. Because they didn't help me. They didn't stand up for me. They just let me sit up there and talk by myself. And they did not do anything. Until somebody called Reverend Steele. And Reverend Steele called a man at the headquarters. And the headquarters, must have called a bus driver or something. But said he going to talk with me when he got in. But anyway, I got off the bus down there and I went down. A taxi paid another, the man that really he meant to call, paid a taxi to bring me home. So I didn't want to come home. I went somewhere there and, Reverend Steele called the office and told them his people are not being treated right on our buses and he got to do something about the bus driver. And so he said, "Well, I talked to him when I see him or when he come in." So in there, I don't know who he talked to him or not, but anyway, they changed his route because they had to change his route. They knew that somebody was going to get at him about bobbing to me. And so he changed the boy's route. And I haven't seen him since.